over to the livestock kind of anticipation, because cash was higher on Friday. Are we going to maybe see some higher numbers this week? And the futures obviously are looking at that as well.
Well, I think so. I will say this. Normally, like in cattle, for example, cattle tend to be, you know, they tend to have a high in here and break in January and put a low in late January, and then they start to turn strong February through into April. And, you know, and then usually by June they've peaked a little bit. But the cattle market, I think last Friday, you know, we keep hearing that there's all these cattle numbers, and the packer, you know, of course we had a lighter kill, not a lighter kill, but a smaller show list, and the packer waited it out, and finally at 3:30 in the plains in the Texas Panhandle, they stepped up to the plate and paid $2 higher for cattle. They were actually kind of pushed to have to do it, I think. And of course, we know that there was one less killing day this week, or a holiday, and so I think that they knew they needed to get cattle bought for going into this week. But it also, if they have such good supplies of cattle coming, that you wouldn't think they'd had to been so well, you know, able to step up in order to secure cattle for $2 higher, they might have been able to hold off. So it'll be interesting to see, because the product was softer all last week. Now we'll see, can that product catch here and try to bounce a little bit and get some strength? And, of course, we have a cattle on feed report this coming Friday along with a cold storage report. So everybody's going to want to see what we see for placements and that type of thing. But we know that after we get past April to June, you know, a lot of our lightweight animals probably will be gone.
What are your thoughts on the way the hogs? I mean, we're seeing some higher numbers for them as well. Many hoping that this is an uptrend for first quarter.
Well, I kind of think that the hog market, normally, traditionally, you move hogs in a seasonal pattern higher into February, and sometimes all the way in towards April, and then you'll peak and step down in towards as you go towards June, and then bounce again as you go up into the first week or so of July. The fact that China's production on pork was down 4%, or 0.4%, I should say, this last year, was kind of interesting, because that said would indicate that they, you know, they're trying to become very self-sufficient in pork, and their plan is to increase in pork production this year, 2012, of about 10%. So that is good news for the American pork producer, because it may just mean that they didn't really achieve as good a production as they wanted to last year and may still need to be importing more.